Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Manoush Zomorodi, the host of WNYC's New Tech City, having the honor of sitting in for Brian Lehrer on this August Monday. Women, minorities, immigrants, these are some of the people being left out of the city's tech boom, even though there are reportedly 70,000 open jobs in the sector. The Coalition for Queens wants to turn its borough into a hub for high-tech and high-paying jobs. They started a program that raised some graduates' incomes from under $15,000 to over $72,000. Juke Shu is the founder of the Coalition for Queens, and he is here in the studio with me. Juke, good to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, Juke, we met a couple weeks ago at a conference about building the economy here in New York, and you mentioned a program to me that you're working on at the Coalition. It's called Access Code. Can you just sort of tell us about it?
Sure, of course. Happy to do so. Last year, we started this program, Access Code, that's teaching adults from across New York, but with a focus on Queens, from non-traditional diverse backgrounds to code, specifically for mobile app development, with the goal of them gaining enough skills to gain jobs in the tech sector and help grow New York's quickly growing tech economy.
Okay, so how many people were actually in this course? Because I know you're starting out small here.
Yeah, we had 21 graduates last year. And, you know, I think it's just there's such an incredible change here in New York as the tech community continues to grow. There are really a lot of jobs unfilled, and it presents an incredible opportunity to help more New Yorkers who may not traditionally have access to these opportunities to gain the skills and participate in our digital economy.
So what was the project? What did they have to do in this? How many weeks is it? 18 weeks? Is that right?
Yeah. Last, it was over 4 months technical skills. So most of our students, they're adults from age 18 to 37, had no prior background in technology or coding. You know, it was important for us to have a gender balanced class, so half women, half African-American, Hispanic, 40% immigrants. We want to, as New York's tech community grows and in Queens grows, we want to help ensure that's reflective of the diversity of Queens. Even though we're building in Queens, I think it's important about what it represents. It's the most diverse community in the world, borough of immigrants. If we can help build an innovative tech community there, you know, that can be translated and hopefully create a model for elsewhere. So they learned in the program how to build iPhone apps specifically, coding iOS and Objective-C. At the end of the technical portion, they launch in groups new iPhone apps, which you can find on the App Store. And afterwards, we help them kind of navigate their tech entrepreneur career, whether it's working at a startup or starting a company of their own. I think what's great about technology is that it's incredibly empowering. If you can code, you can solve problems in your own life, your own community. And giving more people access to these tools, you know, they can both work and get great jobs and also, you know, create the companies of the future here in New York.
Okay, so listeners, let's say you're on the low wage side. If you could learn how to code, what would you make? Have you ever thought, yeah, I'd like to make an app? Call us at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Now, Juke, I want to make clear, though, you know, just learning to code, I have heard from some people who own tech companies who say, you know what, those people that go through boot camps, that's really just the beginning. We need people who have more experience. Tell me more about what kind of jobs people who go through a boot camp can actually get.
Sure. I think that's right. You know, it's not meant our program, or there are many other kind of programs out there. I mean, for us, we're the only nonprofit focused on providing these opportunities. But it provides, you know, it's really incredible, right? Like learning from 3 to 6 months how to be a web developer, mobile developer, that's actually very different from being, you know, studying 4 years computer science and, you know, learning algorithm data structures. And so for us, it's really important to emphasize that it's a pathway to opportunity. You know, we don't intend, and I think I can't speak to other programs as well, don't intend to provide everything that someone needs to learn to be successful in this industry. But how do we close those gaps is what we want to focus on, especially when, you know, seeing a lot through a lot of our community work in Queens, a lot of extraordinarily talented adults from different backgrounds, we see, you know, are interested in tech and I believe can be very successful, but may not have those opportunities to do so. You know, I think, you know, right now, I think in the popular imagination, a lot of folks that work in the tech industry are from, you know, Harvard or Carnegie Mellon, or, you know, at least at these great institutions we have here in New York. But how do we expand those opportunities to more CUNY students or community college students or those, you know, with less educational attainment, and really open up the market for human capital so that we can get more people involved in the tech sector? And I think that's what we really want to focus on.
So do you think it's people that just they don't realize that there are people studying at CUNY who could be a good option for them? Is it just it's who you know? Is that pretty much what it is?
I think it's a number of factors. You know, one is that one is access to networks and understanding that, you know, this is something that everyone can do and have the opportunity to do. So, I mean, I think it's pretty amazing that my classmates from college, you know, are raising, you know, multiple millions of dollars based on some ideas and traction. And,
now, you and bring up something very interesting. I want to bring up, Juke has a very interesting personal story. He a real New York story. You were president of your class at Stuyvesant High School. You went to Harvard. And then you went into the Army and you traveled around Iraq doing economic development. But you came back home to Queens. That's quite an arc. Explain, why come back home to Queens? You sort of were anointed with the Harvard inside handshake, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I feel extraordinarily lucky to have some of the opportunities I've had. You know, I really, after the military, wanted to come back home to New York and actually create a startup. And I had a particular idea, but basically my first week back, I got kind of sidetracked. Mayor Bloomberg at the time announced the Applied Science Initiative. And throughout his administration, he had done all these things to help support the growth of tech here in New York, and with these amazing startups here in New York growing and really, you know, making New York a center of technology and innovation. And as they were looking at different places to build this campus, you know, I thought, wow, this is an amazing economic development initiative. You know, once in a generation, anywhere they build a new tech campus can spur the growth of the tech community. So after Cornell won on Roosevelt, you know, they're building this new exciting campus in Roosevelt Island. You know, through that process, Cornell and the city at the time was talking about they're building on Roosevelt Island, but the future of this campus and growth of these companies are going to be in Queens. You know, they estimate 30,000 to 120,000 tech jobs coming out of that campus. And it's affecting Western Queens. So then we started thinking about, what does that mean? What is the impact of that on the broader community? Can we create an inclusive model so that we can both support the growth of companies, but also, you know, provide pathways so that local residents, people within the community, have pathways to help grow these companies? I think a lot of cities and municipalities have had tech as economic development strategies, San Francisco being one example. I think there's a huge backlash against tech there, and I think a lot of it's, you know, it's a very complex issue, and a lot of it's, you know, optics, how much is real, how much is not. But I think it's important, hopefully, for us here in New York, and, you know, that's what we're doing with our organization, think about, as these opportunities grow, which, you know, it's incredible, how do we create a process where, you know, we can, it's both great for companies because they need more technical talent, as well as get more New Yorkers involved in this process.
I mean, it's particularly interesting considering that our new mayor sort of built his whole strategy and getting into office on diminishing inequality. And you were the youngest member of Mayor Bill de Blasio's transition team. What did you advise him about tackling economic equality in the tech sector?
So I think, you know, it was an honor to participate in Mayor de Blasio's transition team. And I also participate in his jobs task force right now, Jobs for New Yorkers. I think, you know, the mayor has some really great goals on thinking about, you know, how to extend more opportunities in tech for more New Yorkers. I think it's really important to think about how to restructure New York's workforce development system. You know, New York City invests about $500 million a year into job training for adults. So, and that hasn't changed, I think, in a number of years, in a while. How do we make it more employer-led so that, you know, that we know that the jobs that we're training for are meeting the demands of the economy? And I'm very much an outsider in this process. You know, I didn't really know, you know, before this,
you
know anything about workforce development or nonprofits. We're really about city, you know, policies. But I think for us starting Access Code, it was really, we saw and thought about, what can we do to help grow the tech community in Queens, from talking to the great tech companies there like Songza.
Yeah, so
or
who
Shapeways.
Are you thinking of? Who are the big companies in Queens that you sort of think are the pioneers?
Songza is a great example. They've been in Lion City for 5 years. They just sold to Google a couple weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. They're kind of, I think, the first exit out of Queens. Shapeways, the world's largest 3D printing community, has a 3D printing factory in Lion City.
Yeah, I've been to it. It's really
it's very cool. It's great.
Yeah.
Vango also. They used to be called Taxi Treats. They're in Lion City. They're actually speaking at one of our events on the next week, next Monday, if anyone's interested in coming, checking it out. But, you know, from us, we were talking to companies, seeing how we could support them. And the number one issue, obstacle that we heard was that the lack of developer talent, need for more people with technical skill sets to grow these companies. And that's why we thought about Access Code. At the same time, through our community and advocacy work, we saw examples in CUNY, for example, at Queens College, right now educates more computer science majors than anywhere else in New York City, you know, more than NYU and Columbia combined. But a lot of the students aren't necessarily going to tech startups or kind of these, you know, these tech companies. And, you know, we thought about, and why is that? You know, at the one hand, you see companies saying they need technical talent. On the other hand, you see these institutions that have incredible talent. You know, is there a matching problem there? Is there a skill set problem there? So getting back to your earlier question about, you know, why we think there's a gap there, well, I think one is access to network and understanding that this is something people can do. You know, CUNY is such an incredible example. It educates 400,000 students. New Yorkers, that's where they go to school. But it's oftentimes commuter school, you know, commuter students, students that represent New York from diverse backgrounds. And, you know, even speaking to students, a lot of them haven't heard of, you know, what's an angel investor or what's TechCrunch or Y Combinator or these other or New Tech City or these
right.
other or these other, you know, other kind of things in the tech ecosystem.
So Access Code, what's happening next? You have another course opening in September, is that right?
Yeah, we're opening this fall. And, you know, we've been kind of we looked at the results, our 6-month results, which you mentioned, you know, increasing people's income and also providing pathways for opportunity. And we've been really thinking about what's the future of that. And, you know, it's a scholarship based program. We don't want financial constraint to be an obstacle. And we've been, you know, working with foundations. So this summer, we've gotten support from Robin Hood Foundation to help expand the program, as well as from Google and some institutions. So we'll be working this fall to open up Access Code again, and also now.
So, how many people are you going to have this time?
We're gonna this next year. The target is 100 students, but this fall we'll start with 50 students. Two classes of 25.
Can people still apply to be?
Yeah,
in those?
Please check out our website coalitionforqueens.org. We're actually today. We're also transferring our website to the new .nyc domain, so you can actually check out c4q.nyc to find out more information about both this program and the many other programs we're working on to help grow the tech sector here in New York.
And Juke, if you could just leave us with one sort of shout out to one of your students, tell us a quick story.
Sure, one of my a student right now, Moyel Deep. He's actually a student at Columbia. He's an amazing story, incredibly talented. You know, he's an Egyptian immigrant. He's raised in Queensbridge public housing and was studying when we met him at Queens College studying math and, you know, hadn't, thought about doing a tech startup before. And after a program, he transferred to Columbia, studying computer science now. He's working as a developer this summer and is also working on his own startup. You know, so even with that, I think it's really about engaging folks in the community. And, you know, I'm excited to see what he creates in the future and create the next songs that were Shapeways in Queens and create a leading company here in New York.
Okay. You can find out more about the Access Code program, as Juke said, at coalitionforqueens.nyc.
Coalitionforqueens.org.
.org.
Or c4q.nyc.
Okay. Gotcha. Juke Hsu is the founder of the Coalition for Queens. Thank you so much for being here and telling us about the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, everybody, that's it for today. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, the host of WNYC's New Tech City. I'm sitting in for Brian Lehrer today. I will be back again tomorrow. If for some reason you just can't wait till then, come on over to newtechcity.org to hear stories about how technology is changing us, our families, the way we work, our communities, changing us as human beings. Meanwhile, thanks so much for having me today, listeners.